The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Showtime. The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Again to the left, and there he goes again. Jacobs to the 30-yard line. Gain of 19 on that one. Inside, into the end zone. Wow. Opening drive, touchdown, Green Bay. Third and four. Geno contracting pocket, he goes down.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chew.
Love looking inside, it is caught by Dobbs. Romeo Dobbs to the end zone. Packers back in the end zone.
Love is 8 of 8 to start. Now going downfield towards Christian Watson. Brought it in, got the feet in. 25-yard line. Terrific gain of 35 to Watson, who's had a ton of big hits in the last month and a half. High snap. He's got it. Pressure's coming. Gets rid of it to the back of the end zone. That time it is intercepted by Valentine.
And he is. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Brought down at the 14-yard line by Smith and Jigba. Third and five. Love putting it up top. Back of the end zone. Oh, did Dobbs catch that?
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Now live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Studios with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
And it is a Victory Monday. It's brought to you by Palermo's Pizza, Wisconsin's hometown pizza. With delicious brands like Palermo's, Connie's Urban Pie, and Screamin' Sicilian, Palermo's has your game day covered. Find Palermo's in your local grocer's freezer.
One of my favorite moments in yesterday's game against the Seattle Seahawks, well, I suppose it was the waning moments of the game against the Seattle Seahawks, was when you could hear Go Pack Go on the broadcast from the Packers fans, who always travel well and are situated all over the globe, at the opposing team's stadium. It's a great feather in the cap for the Packers fans as the Packers get the victory yesterday, and we are debating this morning whether or not that is the signature win that we have been clamoring for and hoping for this team. I am very optimistic that what we have seen from the Packers, the progress that they have made, the focus on things that have plagued them in the weeks leading up to this, bodes very well for this team to make a postseason run, a deep postseason run. And the fact that they have only lost by minimal margins, by the way, to some of the top teams in the NFC lets me believe they are a top team in the NFC. Now, Chewy has said, and he is not here today, but he has said they can beat anybody. And I'm inclined to believe that. I'm inclined to agree with him on that. They can beat anybody. The question will be, can they string together a number of wins? This stretch that you've seen them on, the Miami, the 49ers, the Seattle, good-ish teams. 49ers have been banged up, obviously. They're a shell of their former selves. But Seattle's a good team. They're a playoff team. Losing their starting quarterback in the game obviously changes the dynamic of that team, the strength of that team. But the Packers get out of there with a victory, and it feels to me like they continue, to quote Mike McCarthy, stacking success, Gabe. And that's why I feel optimistic and pleased this morning with, for the most part, what we saw from the Green Bay Packers last night. You are a little more like, the things that I didn't like have the potential to bite them in the butt.
Yeah.
Going forward.
Absolutely, because I just don't feel any different about this team. Yes, it's a good win.
Wait,
it's
you learned their best win. You learned nothing about them last night?
No.
Learned nothing?
No.
I mean, Even the fast start.
Do it again. Like, that's because that's what you have to do. Yeah, it's great. It's great they got off to a fast start in Dallas last year. Didn't really help against San Francisco. The mistakes that they made throughout the course of the season bit them when they played San Fran last year. And they continued to make some of those mistakes last year. Last night. You cannot take your foot off the gas. Like, this is still a playoff team. It is still a good team. But I don't feel any more confident about them going on a deep run. And I don't know if they can beat anybody. They can play with anyone.
What's the distinction? I don't understand. What's the distinction? You don't think that they can play with anyone, but
yeah,
they can't beat anyone?
Correct.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're going to take the field. You mean play, like, make it competitive?
Correct. They haven't, basically every, and I know the point spreads were a little bit different earlier in the year because we didn't know what Malik Willis was, but throw that aside. Basically, every game that Jordan Love has been in, they've lost what they were supposed to lose, and they've won what they've supposed to win. So if you go on the road as an underdog, like, they haven't proven that they can beat the teams that are better than them. Like, they haven't gone on the road, hey, this team's better than you, go beat them. Or even at home against the Vikings and against the Lions, they weren't able to get that done. Now, they'll have that opportunity, certainly, in 2 weeks against the Minnesota Vikings, but they haven't shown that they can win those games. They've shown, again, the first Vikings game, it was the final score is 2 points, but the game wasn't that close. Like, they got a touchdown late to make it seem closer than it actually was. It's not like they had the ball the way they did to try to take a lead against Philadelphia. They didn't. They never had an opportunity late in the game to actually win that one. But they just haven't shown that they can actually beat those teams. They can hang. Yeah, you can hang. But can you avoid the critical mistakes that are going to plague you and ultimately cost you?
But I don't know that you need to have shown that you can beat those teams at this point. That's why they play the games. That's why you're going to face another team in the division. That's why you're going to go on the road and have to play these tough, hostile environments. Like, that's why you play the games. And I guess I am looking at the things that they have done better and the improvements they have made from when we could be justifiably critical early in the season, when we could say, Jordan, what the hell are you doing? What kind of decision was that by the QB? You know, what kind of drop was that? Guys, catch the ball. And I know that there are still criticisms of Christian Watson and the way that he catches the ball and how he still kind of corrals it with his body. But you mentioned that was a great catch by him last night, pirouetting down the sideline, if you will. So my point is, I can see incremental improvement in all of these areas. I'm not going to let the fact that they took their foot off the gas. And again, I would like for it to have been locked in with when Geno Smith went out, because then it would be easier for me to justify. I could say, well, their starting quarterback went out. It was a foregone conclusion that the Packers were going to win that game. It was more of a formality than anything else. They took their foot off the gas, but they don't line up timeline-wise, right? They took the foot off the gas before Geno Smith was out
of the
game.
At the start of the second half, they took the foot off.
And that's why you are frustrated with the... God, where did my list go? I had the list. Punt, fumble, punt, field goal, field goal. I got to go back to the Timothy Chalamet. If you missed that, you can find that on Wisconsin On Demand.
Yeah, it was
wherever you get your podcast.
Punt, field goal, punt, fumble, punt downs.
Say it again.
Punt, field goal, punt, fumble, punt downs.
All right. I like yours. I like mine better than yours. Lots of people weighing in
this
morning.
Not mine. It's what happened.
I know.
Just the facts of the game.
Lots of people weighing in this morning on the ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line. And get the drop ready. Just get it ready for me, Will. Part-time Will. Get the drop ready for me, because the reaction is similar over and over again. Gabe, I know they won the Super Bowl, but I have concerns going forward. Punt, fumble, punt, time management, uniforms, etc. That's one reaction rolling in. Gabe is a word you can't say on the radio. That coming from Nick. Nick is not happy with you this morning, Gabe. People are frustrated. Nick also saying Gabe is a poo-pooer. No team plays a full game with a couple of bad drives. Will someone give Donnie Downer his bottle and tuck him into bed? He sounds like my 4-year-old.
What are you supposed to say? They're the best team in the league?
That from Jeff in
the 920.
I'm
supposed to lie?
Tut tut, it looks like rain.
Do you want me to lie about what this team is? I can't. I mean, I've got eyes. I watch what the other teams do. I watch what they did against the Detroit Lions.
Bro, and say, tut tut, it looks like rain.
Johnny Raincloud, we get it. Can we please enjoy the win for crumb's sake?
I do it. So I do enjoy the win. I get painted in this corner. I get thrown in this corner because I see, like, I'm just supposed to be happy with everything they do. You know what? It's okay that Matt LaFleur just completely botched the time management situation. That's okay, because I'm sure that won't ever come back to bite. You know what? Time management's never been a team in the history of the NFL.
But wouldn't you rather they make those mistakes now and then everybody put the spotlight on them so that you can address them, right? That's why coaches sometimes say, now I don't want them to lose games, but sometimes coaches say it is better to lose a game on the path to a championship because it reminds you that you still have work to do. It reminds you of the things that you're not good at or that can, as you just mentioned, trip you up in a win or go home situation. I would much rather have that happen now than in the second week of the playoffs.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can't fix everything is the problem. Like, there are things in every game, even the wins, that continuously pop up because they are the youngest team in the league. They are going to make mistakes. And that's why I don't have Super Bowl expectations. If we have Super Bowl expectations, if we don't, like, I can change. Like, I can change these. If we don't have Super Bowl expectations, then I can let some of these things go. But if the expectation, if you are a fan that is thinking Super Bowl or bust, then you have to look at this team with a more critical eye instead of just going, you know what, first half was great, that's all I need. No, you got to be more critical because there are teams that are waiting for you that aren't going to make most mistakes or have a healthy quarterback and be able to take advantage of you taking your foot off the gas.
And say, tut tut, it looks like rain.
Gabe does too much national sports media, and now it's detoted him completely. That from Mike in Hattiesburg. I thought this was a victory Monday. Way too much negativity from Gabe. That from Chef Ed. Welcome to Negative Monday. Victory Monday is officially dead. Thank you, Johnny Raincloud. I will celebrate a great game in a tough place to play.
Right.
Great defensive performance. Another great job by Love, and the offense put up 30 points.
At least I feel good about this, because I feel Tausch is on my side here. Last night on Green Bay game night, I feel like he summed it up in his opening statement that he does every night with Homer by saying, because I don't think Tausch could, I could not agree with Tausch any more than when he said this.
Good win tonight. I'm not sure it's going to end up in the long run being all that meaningful from a playoff standpoint. And I don't think the way we played in the second half, we got that stamp of, well, we're all back. We're good. We're ready to roll. I don't think any of those things really were accomplished outside of what we saw in the first half tonight.
Because if you want to be that team that you're talking about, Jen, and I agree with Tausch, because the way you played in the second half, if you want to be that team that everybody fears, you keep that foot down. You do what Tampa Bay did against the Chargers. You score 40. That's what you do in the second half. That's how you become that hot team that nobody wants to see, is you eliminate these mistakes. And yeah, you're going to have that opportunity over the next three, but you have to start eliminating these mistakes. A lot of them just keep popping up each and every game. Yeah, there's no such thing as a perfect game. Not every play you're going to call works. But I saw teams in the Rams put up 44 points not that long ago. The Buccaneers just put up 40 points. The Eagles are the most
Lions
complete team
it.
In
even
the league.
Though,
the Lions,
even
in a loss, the Lions are putting up 40 points. Like, you put that foot down and you keep that accelerator. Go do what Matt LaFleur said all those years ago. All gas, no brake. Too often, we see them get that lead and become so. A little break check. See what happens here.
David in the 262 saying, can somebody tell Gabe that the Packers actually won the game? That from David in Grafton. Johnny Raincloud, here he goes. The well played by Gabe Neitzel. That's talking out of both sides of your mouth.
Tut tut, it looks like rain.
Jay weighing in saying, I agree with Gabe. Glad to hear a local radio guy actually be honest about the Packers. Ryan from Iguanago saying, Gabe is correct in his assessment of the
Play
green
it.
And gold.
Gabe is right. We've got a Gabe is right, right?
That drop.
Part-time Will? That wasn't? Okay.
I feel so bad for Gabe.
Back to
people say
Will.
He's either Johnny Raincloud or a toad. He's actually being reasonable. And then Brent saying, Gabe is Eeyore from Winnie the Pooh. Oh, bother. Look at you. You're victorying.
I am victorying.
You're over here like,
I've got my followers.
Taking a victory lap.
I've got the people that see, that understand what's going out there.
Justin says, can't we just have a nice victory Monday and get all of the criticism out in the next four freaking days? That's my complaint. Monday's already suck enough, Gabe. Look at Gabe just upping the suckage on Monday. He's increasing
Chewy.
The suckage.
Chewy and Garfield, you hate Mondays? Love lasagna?
Johnny Raincloud, any given Sunday, anything can happen. And look at 2010. You would have probably been even more critical of that team. Not sure why you took on the anti-Packers persona.
It's not anti-Packers. That's the thing. It's not anti-Packers. So if you are even an ounce of critical against the Packers, it's anti? Like, so you're going to tell me with a straight face, punt field goal, punt fumble, punt downs. You're going to tell me that that's fine with a straight face. Like, I'm not allowed to notice that? I just got to bury my head in the sand and pretend it didn't happen? Is that what I have to do? If I just want to know what the standard is. Just somebody let me know what the standard is. And I guess if you want me to bury my head in the sand on punt field goal, punt fumble, punt downs, I can. I can bury my head and pretend like it didn't happen.
Omar weighing in saying, Hermano, I agree with you from your Puerto Rican brother. 30 points on the road is good. What are we doing here? A historically tough place to play that we haven't won at in a while. That from Justin. Football season is back, and I am excited to be back on campus with Celsius Energy Drink, which fuels my active lifestyle with its game day energy. Dylan Gabriel, Jalen Milroe, Travis Hunter, they all drink Celsius. Seems to be working out pretty well for at least a few of them. Explore all 27 restaurants. refreshing flavors, sparkling or non-carbonated. There's a Celsius for every taste on game day. Stay active and energized all game day long with Celsius by your side. Celsius, live fit.
Say, tut tut, it looks like rain.
Points, major points for Part-Time Will playing Part-Time Lover by Stevie Wonder, since that's what it made me think of when we called him Part-Time Will. I didn't know he had been promoted from Intern Will, but I suppose if he is back there running the board, Ashton, give me a nod. That means he has been promoted to a part-time employee.
You guys got to start reading your emails.
You can't run. No.
Again, no. You guys.
Well, let's just be honest, okay? The stuff I have on my plate this time of year, where do you think emails are going to fall on that list, guys? Down, down, down the list. Sort of like how Gabe is feeling about the Green Bay Packers. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm just playing the hits.
Incorrect hits.
Yeah, it's fine. Lots of reaction rolling
Milli
in,
Vanilli
guys.
Hits.
Lots of reaction rolling in, guys. There are a lot of people, Gabe, that agree with you and think that it's all well and good to celebrate a victory, but you still have to notice the things that the team does not do well in order to make sure that they can focus on them going forward. So I want to ask you this. If the Packers were to not have a stretch like they had last night against the Seahawks in their last two games, if they were able to put points on the board on every possession, whether it's a field goal or a touchdown, if they were able to take the ball away, maybe would that make you feel better about the fact that they improved on the things that showed up last night and could derail them down the stretch?
Honestly, for me, it was in the second half, just the, kind of the lethargic nature. If you come out and you score a touchdown right away, like you force, you know, you force the punt right away, and then you go down and score, and right away you make it now 27-3. Okay, now you can take your foot off the gas. That thing's over. Like 20-3, it's still not over, especially in that building, as we've seen. So that's, I think if you would have scored, if they would have scored the touchdown earlier than they did off the interception from Edgerrin Cooper, okay, now I understand taking your foot off the gas. Like they just took the foot off the gas way too early last night. And that's the issue I have. Again, that when you couple the what happened at the end of the first half, that I would have preferred that they came out with their urine hot, as Matt LaFleur likes to say. Like, okay, you made a mistake at the end of the first half. Make up for it by coming out on fire the way you did in the first half and put this game out of reach instead of kind of playing with your food and letting them hang around and still be in the game and making it 23-13. Just put them away. Put them away right away. Because if you don't, that's when good teams, the Seahawks, especially with Sam Howell at quarterback, are not going to be a good team. Like that's when that's going to burn you. And that's where I had the major issue of the way they kind of, even at the end of the first half, were starting to ease off the break, the way they mismanaged that two-minute drill.
So our guy Joshy DiMaggio weighs in on the private text chain saying, I'm a Gabe guy. I want that on the record and abundantly clear. I agree with Gabe more than I disagree with him today. But, and that's in capital letters, has there been a positive mention that didn't come with a but? Little hypocritical of Joshy to throw a but in there and then say you can't use a but.
Yeah, right?
But
he's doing exactly what he was just railing on me about. Come on, yeah,
about
yeah,
us.
Yeah, I got Intern Will on my side.
He's not Intern Will anymore.
I demoted him because he didn't have a Gabe was right button.
Wow, high standards. You come in, first day behind the board, and he's like, why don't you have a drop specifically for me? So here's what I want to say then. All of the people who are weighing in, and there are many, 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 many people weighing in this morning on our ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line, 800-990-3776. Give us your reasons for optimism. Tell me why, because I'm over here carrying this bucket, guys. I'm carrying the mantle. I'm telling you, I'm optimistic. I have seen the improvement. I have seen them focus on things that could have tripped them up in previous games. Didn't really in a lot of them, but it has in some of them, particularly against the Lions. And change it. Do better. Improve. Evolve. All of those things for a growth mindset. I don't need them to play a perfect game against the Seahawks in week 15. I need them to continue improving on the things that could trip them up down the stretch and make sure that they are focused on them. Gabe is very, very frustrated about that stretch of the game where they had futile possessions. You rattle it off again because my list is wrong and I don't want to be wrong.
Punt, field goal, punt, fumble, punt downs.
Gabe is very frustrated about that stretch of the game where the Packers could have, should have done more. What are you optimistic about? Because, again, people are saying Johnny Raincloud is exhausting on a victory Monday. Jonah says, Gabe, I agree with you. The Packers are a good team right now, but not a great team. That's not to say they haven't shown flashes of greatness, but they need to be more consistent, keep their foot on the gas for the whole game.
Yeah, 100%. If you want to make a playoff run, that's what you need to do. That's what you need to show. It's not just going to magically happen if you haven't done it before. And that's where, again, they'll have a great opportunity going on the road at Minnesota. That's going to be a great test to show, okay, the things that you learned against Seattle, now you get to show it off against Minnesota when you play the Vikings in a couple of weeks. You'll have that opportunity. It's not like the Packers are locked into where they are. They're going to be the 5 or 6. That's about the only thing. They'll clinch a playoff berth when they beat Seattle on Monday night, and they're in the playoffs. Like, we know what they are. We know where they're going to be. We know what the path is going to be. And in order to make a run on that path, these things have to get cleaned up. And for the record, Josh, there was no but. I said it was Christian Watson's greatest catch of his career, full stop, no but. That catch along the sideline, best catch of his career.
Can you also do that for the pass rush?
Can you also
do that for Edgerrin Cooper?
For Edgerrin Cooper. So Edgerrin Cooper's shown more where the pass rush has been. Jason pointed it out before. When you have 40 sacks, it's kind of like what Rashawn Gary did last year when he had 9.5 sacks and 6 of them came in 2 games. When you've got 40 sacks as a team and 15 are in 2 games, I'm not saying you got to get 7 sacks next week. But last week, they had 3 pressures and 1 sack. This week, or excuse me, 3 quarterback hits and a sack. This week, 7 and 12. Now, more of a happy medium, but there's got to be a more consistency to that pass rush and making quarterbacks uncomfortable.
So maybe for the rest of the show, we issue a no but clause. Okay? I don't want no buts. A but is a word. I got to work on it. I can't just off the top of my head. I can't just do it off the top of my head.
You've done that a couple of times to yourself where you just want to riff and then you're like, oh crap, what do I do?
That's okay. I'll work on the riffing during the break. The point is, we're going to try to not butt our way through the last 30 minutes of the show. We're going to try to say the things that the Packers did well without any caveat of, and look, I know that there is a loophole here. I know that there is a cheat code here. No howevers either.
Yeah, okay? no buts, howevers, no, what, you know, none of those. None of those
more
going in there.
More so? No, that's not a, is that a more so? But, however, I'll Google it. Synonym
all the synonyms
through the thing.
So we're just going around the table and saying what we like about the Packers? Is that what we're doing right now?
No, I just think like it's a good reminder that this is a good team, that it is a top-tier team.
Josh Jacobs is a star.
Yes.
How about that? I mean, Josh Jacobs is undeniably a star. And the final numbers just don't do justice to the impact that he had on the game.
And just so we're clear, guys, the Packers fans, the loyal listeners, they're torn. I've got people who are 100% supportive of Gabe and his position, calling him a realist, saying you have to call out the things that go wrong in order to improve them. That's the first step. I've got people who are saying, Gabe, what the bleep? Sick of your Victory Monday attitudes? It runs the gamut. We are across the spectrum here, ping, ping, pinging on all the sides. But, no! Starts after this. The button starts now. It starts now. We'll take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Continue after this. Hey, all you sports bettors, if you aren't making your wagers at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee, you are missing out on an elite experience. Honestly, it's a sports betting paradise. They have figured it all out. If you are not hanging out at the brand new sportsbook, you are missing out. Bet above the rest only at Pottawatomie Sportsbook.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
There's two things she counts in the house. One of the pictures. What do you think the other one is?
Firearms.
Viagra.
On 94.5 ESPN.
We love Palermo's Pizza here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. You got to make sure you're loaded up, especially during the holiday season. You're going to be cooking some of these big meals, big family gatherings, and after that, look, you're probably going to still want something that tastes great, and it's not going to take that much effort. That's where Palermo's comes in, and with all the brands they have, Palermo's Urban Pie, Connie's Surfer Boy Pizza, Screamin' Sicilian. I had a neighborhood pizzeria yesterday while I was watching the game. Like, this is, they're going to find a slice that fits your appetite, your family's appetite, because Palermo's has been making premium quality frozen pizza right here in Milwaukee and Wisconsin for over 60 years. So find them in your grocer's frozen food aisle. Palermo's flavor is our family's business.
Play 10 of the drive, third goal. Jacob Fields inside into the end zone. Wow. Opening drive, touchdown, Green Bay.
No more BUTS. Looking for positives as the show rolls on.
Okay, so more impressive catch, Dobbs or Watson? That's positive, right? Two really good plays, two great catches.
How about this? Push.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
You got to pick one.
Why? Because picking one means that one was less amazing than the other. I'm going to say push because we are positive. We are optimistic. We are lifting spirits this morning.
It's a cop out.
On Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Sure. Not going to agree with that. How about this? Never thought I would say this, but Chewy would really hold this show together today. Victory Monday with Jen singing feels like a loss. That from Lasagna in the 2:16.
Man, that's harsh.
Rude.
That's harsh.
Rude. I might sing a little more.
Please don't.
Also rude. You asked me what I was doing on Wednesday when I wasn't here. I was at the Rose Bowl. And the Rose Bowl is an incredible place. Wisconsin fans know we used to go there. Rude.
I thought we were being positive. I'm just taking shots at the Badger football team.
So Gabe knows what I was doing. I was shooting a commercial. Now, part-time Will, that's where you play a sounder.
We have breaking news.
That'll work. It's fine. I was looking for like a... How about, do you like me doing the sounders or do you like me singing? Which is better?
The sounders are better than the singing.
Okay.
Your sound effect, like I have, I mean, again, the sound effects you make, I think are definitely a highlight of the show.
Okay. Good to know. So maybe from now on, I'll just make the sounders myself. Yeah. So I was shooting a commercial for Allstate. You guys have seen the commercials, the Allstate commercials, Gabe, right? You've seen the ones where people are making mistakes. You should have checked. Checking is good. Checking, you should check first.
A guy shows up at the Oregon tailgate with like a duck.
Let's roast this baby. Yeah. Or the guy who's like, high tide. High tide. High tide.
I honestly have to change the channel.
So
it's the third or fourth high tide just make me uncomfortable.
The girl's like, it's roll tide. And then she pulls the tag off of his hat because he clearly just purchased it. So I shot an Allstate commercial where I am a sideline reporter. I know it was a big leap. It was a big stretch. It was very hard for me to act my way through this one. And I didn't check, essentially. And so I don't want to give away the punchline or give away the vibe of it. But I am, you know, the person who kind of erred in my preparation, if you will. Which, hey, look, you guys work with me. That's not that far of a stretch either.
So are we going, when are we going to see this commercial? Are we going to see it this weekend?
Rose Bowl, Sugar
okay,
Bowl.
Okay, so we got to wait for the next round.
Yes, Rose Bowl, Sugar Bowl, Allstate with Jen. I got my own trailer. Hair and makeup, that's not that
really?
Yeah, my own trailer.
Wait, so you walked in, there was a trailer that said Jen Latta.
Not only was there a trailer, they go, we got you a moho. And I go, a what?
That's what I'm saying. What the?
Right?
Like, I'm like...
A little uncomfortable,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I don't know what a moho is.
Am I supposed to be excited about that? Do we keep it under the radar? Are we...
Good for you?
So, nothing like showing you're a commercial rookie than when someone says to you, we got you a moho, and being like, I don't know what that is, right? Like, because a seasoned veteran of shooting commercials probably knows what a moho is.
Somebody
it's
like Kirk
motor...
Herbstreit.
Correct. I'm sure Kirk Herbstreit knows what a moho is. But I was like, a mojito? I don't know what a moho... No.
I'll take one.
A moho is short for a motor home. So I had my own trailer. Had my own hair and makeup. We went through wardrobe, picked out an outfit. And then, guys, I must have done 100 takes. 100 takes.
You were too professional? They were looking for you to mess up and you were just too professional?
I was so good. They were like, we're going to need to see that again. And again. And again. So the old...
Herb Brooks was the director of this commercial?
Tough. It was tough. There were
again!
A lot, exactly.
Again.
Miracle on Ice. Exactly. But again, by the end of the day, I was exhausted, but very fulfilled. I've never shot a full-blown commercial before. Like, this was a first for me.
Oh, so I guess I just assumed because you had the podcast with Mercedes and everything you did last year, I assumed that there was a commercial that went along with that.
That's a very good point. It was like a YouTube commercial. Not that that's different. It was still like a full-blown production and whatnot and take, you know, action, snapping the thing. But this was an Allstate commercial. commercial that will air for the Rose Bowl. And, well, now I'm going to be even more difficult to work with, right? Like, because before it was like, sometimes she can be tough to work with. But now that I'm a big-time commercial superstar, well, I'm going to be completely.
So do we have to get you a mojo to put you out on, like, Wisconsin Avenue every morning?
That would be a great start, Gabe.
Okay.
That'd be a great start. What else you got? You know what they did come to me and say? They said, what would you like on your rider? And again, I was like, my what?
Got a lawnmower? I'm
right.
Take
like,
a set.
My rider. What? But a rider is that list of things that celebrities put together when they do an event, right? And they'll be like, oh, I want Skittles, but only the green ones.
Oh, sure.
And I think I've told you guys this. On game day, occasionally we will have people who put together pretty exhaustive riders. And I think I can say this now. I think the statute of limitations has expired on this. But when we had... Oh, my brain just stopped. Why did my brain just stop? Migos? Is that a person? Migos?
Yeah.
That's a group,
yep.
Right? Thank you. Hey, part-time Will back there. You're the youngin' on the show. I need you to cover these bases for me. Migos had a ridiculous rider. They asked us for t-shirts. They asked us for underwear. They
underwear?
Asked, yeah, like Hanes, white, boxer briefs. Like, what are you doing? On the shoot that you need new underwear, gang. They asked for charging cords. So you're just having people supply you with charging cords for your... I should pull it up. I have it in my phone. It was like 3 pages of demands of things they wanted in their dressing room for their appearance on College Game Day.
So what made your rider list?
Nothing. I didn't put it one together.
Come on, Jen! You can put one thing on there? Like, hey, I just want all peanut M&Ms.
What would you have put on the rider?
Well, I would assume that you would maybe want your Celsius, you know.
Oh, that's a good one.
You know, you could have had Celsius on there.
What else? Gabe is putting that. So here's what
yeah,
you know,
why
Chewy
am I putting
uses
your,
you,
yeah, like,
Chewy
why
uses
am I putting
you
together?
Assistant. Now you're my rider assistant.
Yeah. The problem is, like, you have everything you need in your Mary Poppins bag.
That's a very good point.
And, again, the list of things that we have found in there is also very extensive.
Very good point.
So I don't know, maybe somebody just to organize your bag. Is that something you could put on the list?
What would you put on a rider part-time, Will? If they said, what do you need in your dressing room for this? You know, it was from 8 a.m. until 3 p.m. What do you need? What do you want? You can put anything on it you want.
I'm a simple guy. I just need like a cup of coffee or something like that. Something
you
to wake
ask
me
for
up.
That.
I'm simple. I'm easy.
I didn't even ask for any coffee.
Well, how much time did you spend in the mojo?
Hair and makeup. And okay. Then we had an hour lunch mandated. You know, like union type stuff.
Yeah, sure.
So an hour for lunch. And then I got changed afterwards and got in the car and went to the airport.
Did you make it to make a request of what you wanted for lunch?
They had craft services. That was the other thing. Like, they have a full spread, you know, and there was some Chinese food, and there was some sushi, and there was some burgers, and it was a lot of options. So, yeah, I got to pick out my lunch, which was nice.
Did somebody deliver it to the mojo for you? Somebody get me lunch. I'll take it back in the mojo.
Yes, somebody got me lunch.
Okay.
Yeah. But again, I was ready to go. I was like, the sooner we can keep going, the better, you know, the better off we'll be towards the end of the day. And they were like, no, no, it has to be exactly, you are mandated for 1 hour lunch because the crew is all union and that's all part of their
contract.
Correct. Exactly. So
did you get like a hat? Did you get any swag? Because you can put that on the list. I know you love, especially whenever you go someplace,
caps.
You like to come back with a hat.
Did not get a cap. Should have got a cap. What would it say? Allstate?
Yeah. Allstate Rose Bowl.
No. High Tide.
High Tide.
I would wear a hat that says High Tide. That'd be amazing. Let's toast this baby. So my thing was massive update, guys. Like, I was reporting, you know, on the game. And then there's obviously an issue because I didn't check. As you know, checking is good according to Allstate. So Chris wants to know, will there be outtakes for the commercial? Wondering which quote unquote magic words you said on set. I didn't. I don't think I cursed at all.
No one believes you. Like, you're telling me you didn't flub one line and at least just go, son of a biscuit?
Not once. Nope. Didn't do a son of a anything. Just smiled and went back to my mark. And then we did action again, and then I delivered the line. And then I actually delivered the line well.
Why did you need 100 takes?
Great question, Gabe. It's a great question.
I assumed you needed 100 takes because you were screwing up at some point.
Somebody sent me a video of, what's the movie with Katherine Heigl where she gets pregnant? Is it Knocked Up? Okay, so who did she play opposite in that one?
Seth Rogen.
He was in it, but there was another guy who was in it, or maybe we got fired. at some point. But one of those other guys from like that McLovin. Anyway,
yeah, so Jason Segel's in that movie.
They sent me a video of a guy just losing his bleep on set. And
like
he was
Bill O'Reilly style.
I'm going to find it. I'm gonna send it to you guys so you can see it. But he's basically like, that take was perfect. Why are we doing the take again? How do you want me to deliver it? I keep doing it the way you're telling me to deliver it. And you keep telling me it's wrong. So can you please give me some? Anyway, somebody sent it to me and was like, was this you? Was this how you handled things on the set? Because you do have a short fuse, Jen, and you have a way of getting frustrated about things. So, no. The answer is no. I was pleasant. I was nice. I delivered my lines, and I got out of there. So that's where I was on Wednesday. There you go. Nice work, part-time Will. We'll take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Lots of stuff to still get to in the final segments of the show. But first, guys, I want to tell you about Accutrans, and then Gabe is going to tell you about something as well. Accutrans is a veteran-owned business dedicated to providing unmatched corporate, personal, and event-related transportation that you will use again and again. Weddings, group events, corporate travel, whatever it is, guys, go to AccutransGroup.com for reliable and safe transportation. Gabe?
It is college hockey season, and it is returning to Fiserv Forum. It is the fourth annual Quick Trip Holiday Face-Off, December 28th and 29th. The Wisconsin Badgers return to defend their title. They're facing the Ferris State Bulldogs in semifinal action day one. UConn Huskies and Alaska Fairbanks Nanooks are battling for the other spot in that championship game as well. Get your seats today at Ticketmaster.com or be caller number four. Caller four right now to 800-990-3776 wins four tickets to the Saturday, December 28th games at Fiserv Forum. Caller four, 800-990-3776.
Here we go.
It is Victory Monday, brought to you by Palermo's Pizza, Wisconsin's hometown pizza, with delicious brands like Palermo's, Connie's, Urban Pie, and Screamin' Sicilian. Palermo's has your game day covered. Find Palermo's in your local grocer's freezer.
It's intercepted. That time it's caught by Cooper. Andrew Cooper inside the 30 to the 27-yard line. So Cooper had his hands on one earlier. Secures his first NFL INT.
Lots of stuff happening this morning on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, and we have folks weighing in with riders. Dennis, who I believe has told us before he is in the music industry, talked about Axl Rose, says once demanded a square melon and a porcelain toilet. Madonna required a brand new toilet seat for every venue and wanted 20 international phone lines in her dressing room. Kanye West demanded his chauffeur wear 100% cotton clothing to avoid using wool or man-made fibers. So I didn't do any of those things. And then we have an update on the scene that I was talking about. So I was telling you about a knocked up scene that I had seen on social media, and we figured out the actor was Michael Cera.
Correct.
But you said it's a fake.
Yeah, that's fake. So Judd Apatow was the director of that film. Apparently he did a mockumentary that was a DVD extra where he had a number of different actors, you know, trying to pretend that they were trying to find the right one before they landed on Seth. Seth Rogen was always the actor, and then they had some fun apparently with some fake outtakes that made this mockumentary that
because
he made.
You saw it, he's like losing his mind because he's like, I do high energy, you tell me it's bad. I do low energy, you tell me it's bad. What do you want from me? And he's like, who's directing this film? And that.
Yeah, I think that's what tipped me off when he went, who's directing this? And Judd Apatow went, maybe you should direct yourself. My, okay, this back and forth is very obviously fake.
Let's recap and revisit something we talked about a little earlier in the show, which is tonight the Vikings and Bears are facing off in Monday Night Football, and the Packers are still chasing the Vikings thanks to that loss earlier this season. So we're going to say the uncomfortable thing. We're going to say the thing out loud.
You don't have to.
Which is that we want the Vikings to lose.
Correct.
Which the byproduct of that would be.
We said we weren't doing any more buts. The byproduct of that, therefores. We're not doing that.
Howevers,
we're not doing any of that. We want the Vikings to lose, period, full stop.
What would have to happen in order
the
for
the Vikings
that?
Are losing, and that is the result that we are rooting for, period, full stop.
And that means
you said you're the one who set this rule. This isn't my rule, Jen. You set this rule earlier today.
I haven't said the B-U-T word. I'm just trying to like lead the horse to water.
You're using the
if
words.
If you are hoping for the Vikings to lose tonight's game, that does in turn the other side of the coin is.
No, I'm not rooting for that. I am just rooting for the Vikings to lose. There is a difference. There's a very big difference.
Part-time Will, tonight, Who do you want to win Monday Night Football?
I don't know. I feel like I'm kind of on Gabe's bad side right now. So I'm going to root for the Vikings to lose.
Yep. That's the correct answer. Part-time Will.
Again, strange bedfellows and whatnot as the season is winding down, where we find ourselves in a position where you have to root for the other team that the Vikings are playing tonight, who shall not be named on this very program, but hopefully by tomorrow they will be celebrating a victory and the Vikings will have lost. Thanks for hanging out with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Will, D, and Tausch is next on ESPN Milwaukee. Have a great one, everybody.